Well, I'm going to shed this mask as well, because a heavy-set guy doesn't breathe well on his own anyway, so to put a mask around my beak is not helpful. I, too, want to encourage you like Brother Huebner just did, but there is some difficult comments that you will have to endure in order to get to the encouragement. And I find it interesting that being from the fourth largest city in Missouri, originally moving down to the third largest city in Missouri, that I would be in front of you today talking about rural communities in Kansas. But 22 years ago, this is where God landed me, and I live in a rural community called Wamego, Kansas. And so I'm here today to share that perspective, whether I have the wisdom to do so or not, but we're going to rely on Jesus Christ in order to impart His wisdom anyway. So I'm going to share my perspective on the hope for rural community. And so I live in Wamego, Kansas. It's a rural community, but things in Wamego, Kansas are good in comparison to most rural communities in Kansas. We live on one of the fastest growing corridors across the state of Kansas, Highway 24. So things are relatively good in comparison, and we're great in growth, and the economy is good, and I find hope for our future in a good economy, growth, and the quality of life. But many rural communities do not see hope in the same way. They see hopelessness. And in many ways, Eskridge, Kansas, is like most rural communities in Kansas. The population is 495, declining 0.6% annually, and has decreased 7.3% since the last census in 2010. Average household income is $51,900, with a poverty rate of 10%. Vacant storefronts are crumbling away, and the crime rate is significantly on the rise. The Methodist and Presbyterian churches have merged in recent years to keep from closing, and is being pastored by a lay minister because those mainline denominations presumably do not see the value of any further investment. So there is nothing attractive for anyone to come to Eskridge and work as a church planter. Theme seems too bleak, and I get it. It seems like going to an urban or suburban community to do the work of ministry is where it's at. Just by the sheer volume of people, you would, in effect, have more opportunities to share the gospel. It seems safer and convenient to stay in the city and increase the odds for success. But this begs a question. If that is the case, why didn't Jesus stay in Jerusalem? Why did He go and preach in small towns? And you and I have the obvious answer. He wants all people to know Him and come to the Father through Him. But people are the answer. Jesus' heart was set on people. As we look at the hope for the world in different settings today, it is about people. In the urban setting, the suburban setting, and the rural setting, the common denominator is people. Two types of people, relatively speaking, saved and unsaved people. Praise God that there are saved people in all settings. God is active in all communities in His plan of redemption. Amen? But there are still unsaved in these communities, those who reject Christ and those who are imposters, if you will. People that think that they're saved, but they really don't understand. Now, I don't want to be too harsh. We all know that those folks that are confused about religion, but many still believe that salvation is something that is accomplished on their own and not something that God does in them. And in conservative rural Kansas communities, even the tradition of church, you know, have you ever heard this? My family goes to church because my family's always gone to church. We went to church because that's what my family does. And even that thought has faded from the hearts of people in rural communities. Where a town like Eskridge used to thrive in churches that seemingly were on every corner has now diminished to a few faithful. Eskridge has only 40 people that regularly attended two churches in town on a Sunday. Why are people in rural communities like Eskridge walking away from tradition of going to church and the notion of needing churches in their lives? That's the question that's begged for me, because the obvious answer for the hope that any community has is the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. But it begs the question, why are we talking about differences in communities today? I believe there are many reasons, but for the sake of time, let me boil it down to two. The first significant reason why people are walking away from churches in rural communities, it is the church itself. The church itself. Small churches can cause big-time problems. Let's be honest. There are people that have been greatly hurt by people who sit in our churches, faithful each Sunday, and now these hurting people have walked away with no further interest in Christianity because we've hurt them. And let me remind us, church is a place where people are supposed to find hope, compassion, mercy, healing, not judgment and rejection. They are supposed to feel connected to people that they can trust with acceptance. But there is no room for the church for that kind of activity other than a hope and acceptance in the church of Jesus Christ. Amen? There's no room for any other activity but that. Especially in a rural community where news travels fast and bad news travels at warp speed. Who needs to continue to attend if this is the way it's become? The second reason why rural communities are staying away from churches is the church. Small town churches can become stagnant. Oh, we remember the great commandment of loving our neighbor as ourselves, but we've become so fixed on our own decline within the four walls of the church that we forget about the needs in the community. Loving our neighbor as ourself. Having coffee with the neighbor to listen to them. Hearing the challenges that they have. And not just listening, but helping provide solutions. Small churches in small towns have big problems. But the biggest one is neglecting the community that they are hoping and that they are walking through, that they are hoping that are walking through the door next Sunday. It's one of the biggest problems that rural churches have, is the church itself not ministering outside the four walls of the church, inviting them to Christ, and then inviting them to church. Did you hear me? But I have hope for rural communities. I have hope for rural community churches. I have hope for Eskridge, Kansas, because of a man like Harold Jones, longtime pastor of Eskridge Baptist Church. He has a heart for that community that's in decline, and he wants to share the hope of Christ. But he also knows that the challenge is, while the population in Eskridge has declined and the problems have become bigger, that his church population has declined and he needs help. He needs help. So he reaches out to men like Barry Pemberton, associate pastor at New Life Baptist Church, that hears the cry and heeds the call of Christ and seeing beyond the challenge and wants to encourage the church to bring change in the hearts of its community members. I see clear evidence of hope through the partnership between church and men of the community of Eskridge. And I see promise for both the church and the community. the hope for people in Eskridge is not Harold or Barry. It is the hope and the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But they are responding to the need to break the barriers caused by rural churches. So how can we do that? How can we break down those barriers? Well, I think we should remember that we are playing a small part in God's big plan. Teddy Roosevelt, arguably one of the greatest presidents in our history, he and his friend William Beebe would go outside every evening and look at the sky and locate the constellation Pegasus. And at the tip of one of the wings of Pegasus was a small gray patch of concentrated stars. And that's called Andromeda. And it's known for its vast size, but in the eyes of a human being, it's a small, very faded gray patch. Do you know that Andromeda is so large that it contains a million suns larger than the one that we revolve around? 1 million suns bigger than the ones that we see daily are in this concentrated, small patch. And having discussed the constellation Pegasus and the nearby Andromeda, Teddy would always turn to his friend and say this: "Now that we have established how small we are in the plan of a very big God, let us retire and rest to have the energy to do the work He has planned for us tomorrow." The hope for rural communities is Jesus. But it is also the local church to know that God has big plans for all people in the community, and we should know that we are small in comparison to His plan. But He has included us in His plan. The role of the church is to look out for the community that they are involved in, helping people and showing them the love of Christ. So the answer is short for hope in the rural communities. With all communities, it's the hope of Christ. And I'll leave that to Brother Andy Addis to flesh that hope out. But in the context of sharing that hope in the rural communities and whose responsibility that is, the answer is the local church. In order for us to share, we must earn the right to be heard again. We must revitalize rural communities with the message of hope by getting involved. I love a big city, and if a church does not have much presence in a big city, it goes hardly noticed. But if you're in a small community and you have little presence, it's noticed very well. The hope for all communities is Christ. The hope for all communities are the churches that gather there. Communities need a reason to turn to us and know that they will not find rejection, but they will find this hope that we speak about today. And I want to leave you with three scriptures that speak to my heart about church planting and the life we as Christian leaders should live. The first of which is 1 Thessalonians 2:8. I loved you so much that I not only want to share the gospel with you, the good news of the gospel with you, but my life with you as well. That's how much I love you. The second is 1 Peter 2:9, where it says, "We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, to speak of the excellencies of Him who has called us out of the darkness into the marvelous light." And now the last. Hear this encouragement. 1 Peter 3:15. "Revere Christ always as the Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you. To give a reason for the what? The hope that is inside of you." Hope for humanity through Christ for sure. Hope shared in the communities we live. And that's the duty of our local church. Let us pray. Father, we are so grateful that You're a God that it is so big and we are so small. And while we look at the problems within our communities, they seem bigger than us, but not bigger than you. We're thankful, Father, that you want us to be an active part in your plan. That you want us to be an active part in your plan. We're not meant to sit in our pews in our church services looking at our belly buttons. But we are meant to be active in our communities, rural communities, urban settings, suburban settings, campuses. We're meant to be active in our Christianity, to speak of the excellencies of Him who have called us out of the darkness into the marvelous light. We're thankful that you're a God that's bigger than us, with a plan that is bigger than us, and we want to be a part of it. Let this association be a part of your plan, and we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.